This is the Essence Reveal Podcast, where we peel back the layers to uncover your essence brand. I'm Christina Courtright Jenkins, and I am a passionately curious essence explorer and guide, and I'm the creator of Embody Your Essence Brand. Essence is the self-aware version of your authenticity. And when it comes to your personal brand, that's not something you create. It's something you uncover and embody. And that's what we're here to do. So are you ready for the adventure of revealing your essence brand? Let's do this. This episode is brought to you by Aluva Life Greens. Are you getting all the greens in your diet for optimal health? Well, Aluva Life Greens is tasty, easy, and super healthy. I love getting my greens in this way. And in a blind taste test and label test, Aluva Life Greens won by 100% against the leading greens product on the market. That means when people tasted it and read the labels without knowing the brands, 100% of them chose Aluva. And that's because it's superior in ingredients and flavor. I just drink mine plain and it is delicious. Plus, I feel so much better on the days that I drink it. Extra energy and extra health. So go on over to aluva.co/e/liveinspired. That's aluva.co/e/liveinspired. So good. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to my table. I am so happy that you're here. And thank you so much for your reviews and feedback. Really, it means the world to me. So, how many personality quizzes have you taken over the last 5 years? I mean, honestly, they are so fun and so popular, and I think they're so great to take. It's a family activity that we love to do. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what they say about you and your essence. And first, as always, let's start by checking in with our PEMS essence compass. We're going to close our eyes and take an essence breath and observe our P physical, E emotional, M mental, and S spiritual feeling right now. And remember, there's never judgment, only awareness. So here we go. Take that essence breath. And just check in. PEMS. Where are you feeling? Okay, let's do this. So if you're like me, you have spent years and years and dollars and time and more time trying to figure yourself out. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. Why you think and act the way you do. And not only have I dedicated my adult life to this pursuit, I am equally fascinated by how other people think and act the way they do. I have taken dozens of personality assessments, and hundreds if you count the quirky little BuzzFeed quizzes, you know, like which Harry Potter house you're the most likely to be in. And I love seeing my friends and family's results as well. So yeah. I'm an ID in the DISC, a supporter in Wealth Dynamics, a 7 Enneagram, a manifesting generator in Human Design, ENFP, a Ravenclaw, a Cancer Sun, Scorpio Moon, Taurus Rising, and I could go on and on. How about you? Does this kind of stuff intrigue you? What makes you unique? Is there some hidden treasure in your personality, and then when you find it, it will change your life? If you just find out that one secret thing about you, will it just change everything? What is it that drives you to want to understand yourself? For me, it was because for years, I never felt like I was enough. I was always trying to do more, be more. If I could just be more perfect, more balanced, more happy, serve more, blah, blah, blah. And yet, for all I found out about myself through these assessments, and as interesting as it was, I still felt like something was missing, like I was inherently flawed. Have you ever felt that way? Like you were missing just a couple of pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that would give you success. And if you just found them out, then you'd be whole, healed, worthy, good enough. It wasn't until I really started to recognize all the layers covering my essence, the stories, the beliefs, the lies, the perceptions that covered my essence like layers of paper mache. Who remembers in elementary school covering balloons with bits of newspaper dipped in gooey stuff that would harden and you could turn it into a piñata? I used to love that stuff. And that's a lot like the layers that cover our essence. Those layers are hard. They've been there for a long time. They're made up of layers and layers of stories about yourself that you were told or that you made up and that you believed. Those layers are made up of significant emotional events you had that formed beliefs about yourself. Those layers are made up of generational stuff, cultural stuff, all the stuff. And there are a few ways we can break through those layers. One way is like that piñata I was making with paper mache around the balloon. You can smash it open. And this can be effective, but it's messy, often disturbing to yourself and everyone else in your life, and even temporarily destructive. What if there was a way to soften those layers up and more gently peel them back? There will still be lots of feels, but it will be more gentle, more predictive, and less disruptive. I have observed so many people who get to a certain age and they realize they have a few choices. Stay on the path they've always been on, even if it feels a little off. Or take a risk and take a different path. Almost without exception, I see the people who stay on their current path age, almost wither, and stay stuck. The people who choose another path, a path of empowerment, self-value, self-discovery, they seem to regenerate, actually get younger. So, funny story, for a course I'm taking, I was putting together a collage of pictures of myself through the years, and my kids said, "Mom, you totally glowed up. You look younger now than you did 10 years ago." And they're right. I am forever grateful for the opportunities I got to peel back the layers. I didn't realize that's what I was doing, but I realize it now. So, back to the personality assessments. What purpose do they serve? Do they show us our essence, our true, evolved, aware, authentic selves? Nope, they don't. The road to uncovering our essence can feel very, very dark and unknown. Removing identity attachments, stories, beliefs, and perceptions, realizing that we may have believed a lie all of our lives, embracing the stories where we were the villain, this is hard work and it can feel dark. Personality assessments are like little candles along the road, giving us just a little bit of perspective and vocabulary. And they help pull out of us what we already have inside us that we already internally know. They're not just the light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, they aren't the light at the end of the tunnel. And they're not even spotlights or flashlights to guide us along the way. They're little candles that light up a very small, dim spot. What I see so often is people trying to escape the box they feel trapped by, only to put themselves into another box. The box of being a 9 Enneagram, a human design projector, an Aquarius. These are just other boxes. Anything outside you that you're trying to be or fit into or act like is just a box. It's a label. It's outside of you. So what if you let the labels and identities of these assessments be a guide, but not an answer? Because the only answers are inside of you, behind all those layers. So the purpose of personality assessments are to soften the paper mache so it's easier to peel back. Make sense? They can shine a light on your gifts, but they're not your gifts. Your gifts are a part of you. So who would you be if you didn't identify with anything outside of you. No roles, no types, no identities. Who would you be? Ponder on that. And let's take another essence breath and check in on our PEMS essence compass again. It's in this stillness and alignment that the answers come. Spend some time in the stillness. I would love to hear your thoughts about today's episode or any episode and about your experiences with personality assessments. And of course, I am especially interested in knowing your astrological signs and your Harry Potter house. So, see you next time. And remember, my friends, be you.